This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. UFW bill on heat protections advances. Almond growers say aloha to Betancourt and Turner. Rural co-ops rip electric rules. Legislature advances UFW's heat protections. Two Senate committees have advanced a bill sponsored by United Farm Workers that would make it easier for farm workers to claim workers' comp for heat-related injuries. Senator David Cortese of San Jose authored SB 1299 to incentivize compliance with California's heat illness and injury prevention regulation. Under the proposal, the state would presume that a workers' comp claim is true if the employer is unable to show it complied with the rules. Leading a broad coalition of ag and business groups in opposition to the measure, Cal Chamber is calling the bill unnecessary since the vast majority of claims are approved and often quickly. Policy advocate Ashley Hoffman also pointed out that previous bills proposing such presumptions have failed in the absence of clear and convincing evidence that they are necessary. Also in opposition, insurance companies argue that workers at dairy farms, for example, could claim an injury that happened at home up to a month earlier. Remember, the legal tool known as a rebuttable presumption played a key role during the pandemic. Labor interests convinced Cal OSHA's governing board to make employers responsible by default for infections discovered on the worksite. Vilsack keynotes Almond Alliance convention. The Almond Alliance wrapped up its three-day annual convention in Hawaii yesterday. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack kicked off the discussion by highlighting federal support for the almond industry. The Foreign Market Development Program has set Blue Diamond Growers $5 million and the Almond Board $220,000 to expand their international marketing potential and to sustain that profitability in the long term. The convention served as the final farewell for outgoing Almond Alliance President Aubrey Betancourt, who encouraged members to embrace innovative growth strategies. And it acted as an introduction to Clarice Turner, who took over last year as CEO of the Almond Board. Growers at the event also learned about trade risks, California's evolving water constraints, and how to fight frivolous lawsuits. REC say clean power plan unlawful, unrealistic. The Biden administration has finalized a sweeping set of rules aimed at slashing greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutants from power plants. The plan is a fundamental part of President Biden's climate strategy. The National Rural Electric Cooperative is among the industry groups blasting the rules. Among other things, the rules would require coal-fired plants and new gas-fired plants to control 90% of their carbon emissions. EPA's plan is, quote, unlawful, unrealistic, and unachievable, said NRECA CEO Jim Matheson. It undermines electric reliability and poses grave consequences for an already stressed electric grid. What's next? We'll look for Republican attorneys general and lawmakers to try to block the rules of the courts and on the Hill. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who has led court battles over similar rules, opposed the latest ones as well. The Supreme Court overturned the Obama administration's version of the rules in 2016. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the top Republican of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, is expected to lead an effort to repeal the rules via Congressional Review Act. A CRA resolution is a long shot, however, because even if it passes Congress, President Biden would likely veto the measure. Why it matters? Well, EPA estimated that the rules would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 1.38 billion metric tons through 2047. That's the equivalent of taking 328 million gasoline cars off the road. It's also the equivalent of nearly an entire year of power plant emissions, EPA says. White House climate advisor Ali Zaidi said the U.S. is set to build more new electric generation capacity than we have in two decades, and 96% of that will be clean. He's talking about the aggressive build-out of solar power and other forms of renewable energy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Weed scientists like EPA herbicide strategy updates. Weed scientists are applauding EPA's updates to its herbicide strategy, which are designed to make it simpler for farmers to reduce impacts to endangered species. The updates announced last week show that the EPA is listening to the concerns of agricultural groups and is trying to make the process easier to implement and easier to understand, which should greatly help everyone to protect endangered species, says Bill Chisholm. He's chair of the Weed Science Society of America Endangered Species Act Committee. The update also shows that the EPA is taking the public comments very seriously and is modifying its strategy based on those comments. What's next? Well, the EPA is working on detailed maps identifying species habitat, and the agency plans to provide educational materials for farmers. The goal is to help producers decide whether conservation practices they are already using can reduce the amount of potential mitigation required. PFAS drinking water regs published today. EPA's final drinking water regulations for PFAS are being published today and will go into effect in 60 days. But water systems will have until April 2027 before they must begin routine monitoring of six specific PFAS. By April 2029, water systems must meet drinking water limits for those six chemicals. EPA has estimated 100 million people will have cleaner drinking water as a result. Rural systems have expressed concern they won't be able to meet the standards without more funding. EPA has been holding webinars on compliance, the next one set for April 30. Here's today's He Said It. The senator has always had an interest in agriculture. That Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agriculture Processors Association. Isom thanks Senator Tony Atkins of San Diego, the former leader of the legislature's upper house, for touring the Carrier Family Farms walnut processing operation in Glenn County this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.